I just didn't remember before I started. The scripture today tells us not to worry, but put the kingdom of heaven first in our lives, and everything else will fall in line. But what does it mean to put the kingdom of heaven first? Does that mean that you're supposed to, you know, spend 3 hours a day reading your Bible and, you know, 4 hours a day praying, and you're supposed to spend, you know, at least 6 hours a week helping other people and going visiting in the hospitals? Is that what it means to put the kingdom of God first? I think one of the reasons that so many don't is because they don't know what it means. How do you put the kingdom of God first when our lives are so crowded with everything else? So I went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics for last year and asked how Americans spend the average day. Now this is for the 25 to 54 year olds, because I discovered that young people sleep more, particularly when they're in college. I wondered about that. And I noticed that the older people do more volunteer work, and some of them actually put more hours in than they did during their work week. But this is the average. Let's just look it over. In work-related activities, and that includes your travel time to and from work, most people spend 8.9 hours to be exact. 8.9 hours doing those things which, you know, allow you to earn a living, make money, things that you have to do. The second biggest thing is sleep. 7.7 hours is the average that Americans sleep. Now, I'm just curious. Who gets that much? Okay, there's about six of you. Anybody get more than that? Got a couple. See, the young one down here. Because I just thought, who are these people? And they get to sleep that long.
Disciplined.
Disciplined people, yes. Entertainment. 2.5 hours a day for entertainment. That is social media, going through Pinterest, ball games. Now, we're not talking about weekends, remember. We're talking about the work week, okay? Sitting there on the smartphone, watching TV. I also discovered that the older you are, the chances are you're watching more TV. People over 65 watch twice as much TV. Go figure. John said, that's the reason they don't get as much sleep. Caring for other people. Now, this is the statistics that I got was family that had children in the home. So caring for others is 1.2 hours. I don't know which family only requires 1.2 hours, but all right. 1.2 hours caring for other people. Household activities, 1 hour. Like I say, this is not the weekend. This is just Monday through Friday. 1 hour. When I looked it up by male, female, and added all the ages in from 15 to 80, it turned out that women work 3.5 hours on household chores and men work two. And I think that's probably a little more realistic. But like I say, this is during the week. We're not talking about those weekend catch-ups. It takes about an hour to, you know, when I thought about this in a day, chances are you're going to eat three meals, 1 hour. that truly cannot be good for your digestion. I mean, stop and think. How fast do you have to eat to put three meals in an hour? Mike said, it's easy. Our serious eaters, but there's no real time to commune with people when you're eating, but most people don't eat together anymore anyway. But stop and think how that has changed. 1 hour for eating. And that leaves you 1.6 hours in a 24-hour day to do everything else. To get dressed, to wash your hair, to brush your teeth. All of those things that you have to do. You have about an hour and a half. Now, with all of this going on in your average day, and there's very little of that we could eliminate. I don't think God wants us to eliminate leisure time. I think that people need leisure time. But where are you going to find the time to put the kingdom of God first? Where is that going to work out? I'm glad you ask. This is how. When you're at work, when you're volunteering somewhere, when you are out and about, between your tasks, pause for just a second and ask God, what is the best use of my time right now? This is finished. Now, sometimes where you're working, you don't have leeway. You know, your task is this, and you just do it all the time. But most of us have to make choices. What are we going to do right now? Do we stop and ask, Lord, what is the best use of my time right now? You know what I've got to get done. What's the best use of my time? When you encounter a coworker or a volunteer or somebody else standing in line at the grocery store, just ask God to bless that person. Just, it doesn't have to be any big, long something. If you know that something's going on in their life, you can set up a little prayer for that, but just pray blessing upon them. You know, it's real simple. Bless them, Lord. Let's rehearse that. Bless them, Lord. See how easy that is? When you encounter a problem or a difficult person, pause and ask for wisdom and then count to 10. But ask for wisdom, because many times has our mouth engaged before our brain could stop us. And once it's out, you can't take it back. And how many times do we actually make it worse? So, you put the kingdom of God first at work by just being aware of his presence. Tapping into that resource. Well, what about at home? Same thing. Between tasks, ask God, what is the best use of my time right now? And maybe the best use of your time is running the vacuum cleaner. But maybe your best use of your time right now is spending time with some of those people in your house. What do they call it? Quality time? All time is good. Time is just good. Spend time with the... And like I say, you may need to run the vacuum cleaner, but ask, what's the best use of my time right now? And when you have to do those things that you don't like, thank God. Find some reason to thank God. Now, I heard this one years and years ago, particularly with the dirty dishes. because it was always my job when I was growing up to wash those things. And there were five of us. And my mama did not know what a microwave was. So there was pots and pans and silverware and plates and bowls and all of those things to be washed. There was no paper plates in our house. And we did not have a dishwasher. So I heard this sermon and I really tried to work on it. It said, if you're washing those dirty dishes, thank God you had enough to eat. Because there's a lot of people that don't. And be ever mindful of those that don't. And when you get into a conflict at home, now I know this doesn't apply to anybody in this room, because none of you all have any conflicts at home. But when you're talking to somebody that does have conflicts at home, tell them this. Ask again for wisdom. And then count to 100. Because count to 10 don't quite cut it at home usually. Count to 100. But just take that one moment to pray. Because putting the kingdom of God first is allowing him to guide you in the day-to-day, every normal thing of life. That's putting the kingdom of God first. Now, at your leisure, basically, you know, enjoy what you do, but don't do anything that doesn't bear the light of day or the light of Christ. If whatever you're reading, watching, doing in any way is something that you would not do if the Lord Jesus Christ was standing right beside you, then don't do it. If what you are doing you would hide from some other person, don't do it. If it will not bear the light of Christ, if it will not bear the light of day, don't do it. If you don't want anybody to find out about it, stop doing it. Everything else is all right. I don't care if you spend an hour with a joystick killing people. You know, whatever. But, folks, let's pay attention to what we are putting in our hearts and minds with our leisure time. Let's pay attention to that. That's putting the kingdom of God first. And then there's a few other things. We're not going to go through each one of these steps, but ask yourself a question. Are my clothes too revealing? And that goes for men as well as women. Because, you know, some of these boys, I just really want to tell them, pull their britches up. Pull your britches up, son. I do not want to see your hind end. Even if you are fixing the plumbing. We need to be careful. We need to let God reign in every part of our lives, including how we dress. Help the people you can help and ask God to help you. Sometimes, you know, we just jump in and start doing what we think is helpful. But you usually need to ask the person that you want to help what they need. And you need to ask God what's the best thing to do. Because sometimes we can make a situation worse. When Gary died, I had people trying to comfort me, and they would say things that I know they were trying to be helpful, but trust me, they weren't. Sometimes you can just say the wrong thing. You know, like, just because Gary was in a wheelchair didn't mean he was in pain, and he wasn't ever sick until he got sick and died, so... But I had all these people telling me, just because they assumed Gary was sick because he was in a wheelchair, they said, well, you wouldn't want him back here And I just really wanted to smack him and go, yes, I would. Yeah, I want him back here. Sometimes we say things meaning well. Let God guide that. Let us help people in ways they really need to be helped. Do something simple. Say thanks before you eat. What happened to that? And don't be ashamed to do it in public. Don't make a big show of it, but don't be ashamed if you're in a restaurant to say thank you. It's only polite. Who provided the food? Say it louder, John. God provided you the food or the money to pay for the food. And, you know, it's only polite to say thank you. You don't have to make a big old long thing so their thing's cold. When I go to the family reunions in Kentucky, that you know why they want me to pray? Because Uncle George prays for 30 minutes. And the food is stone cold by the time anybody gets to it. At, when you go to bed at night, say thank you for the day. And if you messed up somewhere, ask for forgiveness and a better day tomorrow, and then let it go and go to sleep. And when you wake up, what are you supposed to say?
Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
For those of you who are visiting today, that was an old sermon. I just wanted to see if they remembered. If you get up expecting good things, you're going to find good things. The kingdom of God is here and now. It is in you. The righteousness and the holiness and all of the things that scripture said for us to seek after, it's part of everyday life, people. Everyday life. There's no part of your life that it doesn't involve. That is putting the kingdom of God first. And when you do that, you'll find that your worries go away. Because you're always thinking about Him. Knowing that He's taking care of things. He's right there. Why do we ever worry? Because we forget who God is. The kingdom of God. We're already a part of it. Just put it first. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.